I think it's incumbent on everybody to get out and try and vote so that our opinions can be heard.
Today is Election Day. As Americans head out to the polls around the country, our reporters are there too, talking to voters like Robert Eckford in Florida, who you just heard, and to people like Joe Ortega in Texas.
Me? I'm Republican, very far-right conservative. I just want to keep things that way. I want to keep Texas red. I don't want to go to, like, California. That's my main focus. So I'm getting out and doing my part and putting my vote in.
In Arizona, 38-year-old Chris Rue voted for Democrats. But she was not excited about anyone on the ballot. She wishes that there were more options.
We're stuck in a two-party system because nobody other than the two candidates at the top can ever win.
In DeKalb County, Georgia, 68-year-old retired accountant Billy Andre said that this election has important races up and down the ballot.
You got the balance of the Senate at stake this time, whether or not it be Democratic or Republican. And we also have a minority African-American man running there. Oh, we have two. Not only that, but because of the issues. We got a lot of issues that we are facing now, and like some people say, for the soul of America.
Also in Georgia, we heard from 19-year-old Olivia Castro. She said she's feeling optimistic.
I feel like more hope for Georgia than is sometimes put out there in terms of, by hope, I personally mean being more blue.
Olivia spoke to our Democracy reporter, Matt Brown. He's been looking at what effect young voters like Olivia are having on this election. Many members of Gen Z are now old enough to vote, and some of them are now old enough to run for Congress.
They're a lot more politically practical and a lot more politically realistic about their ambitions, is why I think Gen Z is going to have a much longer standing impact, because they're not coming in with certain idealistic perspectives about everything. They're much more pragmatic about what actual organizing looks like and what the stakes are.
Matt says that this might be the year when Gen Z makes their mark in politics.
The boomer generation and the silent generation had held on to power for so long that there just weren't political opportunities for millennials to run for office because there were no open offices, whereas now there actually are offices that are opening up just as Gen Z is becoming a political age. So this is a literally once in multiple generation opportunity to really change how the country is run.
Today, for Election Day, we are discussing the political impact of Gen Z on these midterms. Are they showing up at the polls? And what issues do they have in mind as they vote? We brought together a panel of political reporters who happen to be Gen Z themselves, or at least pretty close to it. And we talked about how this generation could shape the future of American politics.